long.
I know, it's a candy.
No, Will! That's not a candy, that's Melville.
Melville?
What's a Melville?
Melville's my new pet.
Still looks yummy to me.
But I thought you wasn't allowed to have pets because your dad's allergic.
And because they mess up your house.
And because you're scared of animals.
Melville's not like other pets. He doesn't have fur, he sleeps in a neat little box, and he doesn't have any sharp, scary teeth. Yeah, Melville's the perfect pet.
Wow, so what does he do?
You know, he does pet stuff, like Spike.
Spike? But Melville's not really like a dog.
Yeah, he's really more like a bug.
Sure, maybe to you, Melville's like a bug. But do you know what I see when I look at him?
Lunch?
No, I see a friend. Melville always listens to me. He never makes fun of me, and he shares my deepest, darkest, most scariest secrets. Melville's the bestest thing that ever happened to me. Those colored soaps from the bathroom. You know, they do look like candy.
Wow. I never told that to anyone before.
It's so easy to talk to you, Melville. Hi, guys.
What's in the suitcase, Chucky?
Oh, this is just some of Melville's stuff. Hey, could you guys watch him for me while I go get him some more food? See, he really likes this one kind of leaf, and it's sort of hard to find.
Okay, we'll watch him.
Thanks. You sure he'll be all right?
He'll be fine, Chucky.
All right. Oh, just one thing. Make sure he takes his nap. He's always cranky when he does it.
Okay, Chucky.
And don't let him spoil his appetite with grass. I'm bringing him a good dinner.
Okay, Chucky.
Oh, yeah. And if he asks about me, tell him I'm only on the other side of the yard and I'll be back real...
Chucky! Okay. I think we can take care of Melville. Have a great time.
Bye, Melville. Be good.
Let's eat him.
Okay. No! We promised to take care of him and that's what we're gonna do. Now, why don't we teach Melville some new tricks and surprise Chucky? Melville, you awake?
Maybe he's tired.
Or maybe his batteries ran out.
Or maybe he's dead.
Well, this will surprise Chucky, all right.
Dead? What do you mean?
Well, dead is when you're asleep for a long time.
Like forever.
Whoa, are you sure Melville's dead?
Yeah, he's dead, all right.
Wanna make some more mud pies?
No, guys, we gotta do something about this.
I think it's a little late, Tommy.
No, I mean for Chucky. He's going to be really upset.
But what can we do?
I know. We'll find him another bug.
Hey, if we find two bugs, can I eat the other one? Are you sure Chucky's going to like this one? It's not really a bug. It's a snail.
Come on, still. A bug's a bug.
Hi, guys. I'm back.
Hey, Chucky.
Yeah. Sorry it took so long. You wouldn't believe how many kinds of leaves there are around here. I thought Melville could try a bunch and see what he likes best.
Good idea.
So, anything exciting happen while I was gone?
Nothing much.
Phil found a piece of gum under a rock.
Yeah?
And Lil ate another mud pie.
Neat.
And, oh yeah, your bug died.
What? Melville!
I mean, he was fine in the next...
I want him back!
Chucky, don't worry. We got you a new bug.
I don't want a new bug! And besides, that's not even a bug. It's a snail. Yeah.
Told ya.
I want Melville! Go get Melville!
But Melville's dead.
No, he's not. He can't be.
Sure he can. Look at him.
Speak to me, Melville!
Chucky, listen. Your bug died. We got you a new bug. It's going to be okay.
He didn't die. He's alive, I tell you. Alive, alive, alive!
Chucky, he's dead, and he isn't coming back.
Stop it! Just quit saying that! But come on, Melville. We don't have to take this. We'll go get some more of those leaves you like.
Guys, Chucky didn't take that as well as I'd hoped.
Come on, Melville. You can do it.
Chucky?
Millville and I are training for the circus, Tommy.
Uh-huh. Can we sit down?
Sure. That's it, Millville. Come on, Millville. Let's try to make it all the way across this time.
Look, Chucky. This worm here is alive. See how it moves? But Millville doesn't move at all. He just lies there.
Tommy, me and Millville are just fine here. We are not dead, okay? Come on, Millville. Let's show him some new tricks. First, the ring jump. Ta-da! For his next trick, the amazing Millville will dive off the super high board into a tiny pool of water. For his grand tamale, Millville's gonna... He's dead.
Oh, Tommy, Millville's dead. He's really dead. Why'd he have to die? He was the bestest bug I ever had.
He was the only bug you ever had.
I thought if I could just pretend he was alive, he'd wake up and be okay. Guys, I miss Millville. I'll never be happy again.
Chucky was pretty sad yesterday, wasn't he?
When Chucky comes over today, we gotta be real nice to him so we'll be happy again.
Good idea, Tommy.
And whatever you do, don't say anything that'll remind Chucky of Millville.
Okay.
Got it.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Chucky. How's it going?
Okay, I guess.
We were just playing in the sand here.
You wanna help?
Sure.
Great hole you're digging, Chucky.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's about the best hole I ever saw.
Gee, guys, it's just a hole.
No, really. It's a great hole.
You feel like doing something else?
Sure, Chucky.
What do you want to do?
I don't know.
We can go play on the jungle gym. What's that, Tommy? Why are you waving your arms like that? Oh, I get it, Tommy. It's because the jungle gym is where Chucky found Mel.
What, Phil? Found what?
Nothing. I was just saying maybe there's better things to play than the jungle gym.
Let's play circus.
Circus is a fun game.
Oh, that's right. I forgot, Mel. Play circus today.
Well, what are we gonna play then?
I know. We'll go inside and play Bugs in the Rug. What's the matter, you guys? Bugs in the Rug is a great game. We'll all be little tiny bugs and we'll go under the rug and crawl around and around and have all kinds of bug fun.
What? What's wrong?
Well, we didn't want to remind you about, you know.
Guys, don't worry. That was yesterday. I'm going on with my life. I forget it all about old what's-his-name.
Yeah.
Well, that's great, Chucky. In that case, let's go sneak some chocolate pudding out of the kitchen.
Yeah!
One for you, one for you, one for me, and Chucky, and one for you. What's wrong, Chucky?
Don't you like chocolate pudding?
Millville and me always used to have chocolate pudding together right before he died.
Uh-oh.
Nice going, Tommy.
Come on, Chucky. We'll find something else for you to eat, and then you can forget all about Millville.
Wait!
I don't want to forget Millville. Millville was my friend. If I don't remember him, who else is gonna? Besides, I like chocolate pudding.
I don't get it, Chucky. You want to think about Millville?
Yeah, I do.
But doesn't it make you sad?
Sure, it makes me sad, but, well, it's just that I know Millville's gone and everything, but I never got to say goodbye.
We're here to say goodbye to our friend Millville the Bug. That's Millville the Bug Finster. Does anyone want to say a few words?
No, Melville was a good bug. He was a good friend to Chucky.
I remember Chucky would throw a stick for Melville, even though Melville would never bring it back.
I remember how they used to eat leaves together, even though I don't think Chucky really liked leaves.
And I remember how they used to eat chocolate pudding, even though I don't think Melville really liked chocolate pudding.
Chucky, oh, a little respect.
I'm sorry. It's just you guys reminded me of all the fun stuff me and Melville used to do together.
Did?
Yep. From now on, when I remember Melville, I'm gonna be happy. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome, Chucky.
Let's see what those dumb babies are up to. Hiya, babies! You wanna play with Cynthia's new workout center?
Sure. How do you play?
It's easy. See, this is Cynthia's.
Are you okay, Angelica?
Yeah, I'm fine. I don't know what happened. Now let me show you this.
Angelica, what's wrong?
It's the weirdest thing. I keep getting these really bad tummy aches.
Tummy aches?
Yeah. I wonder if maybe I ate too many.
I think I need to lie down.
Now say,
Will she be all right, Doctor?
Mrs. Pickles, it seems your daughter has a rather severe case of acute dyspeptic gastritis.
Oh, no. What's that?
A tummy ache, Mr. Pickles. A simple, ordinary tummy ache. Could have been caused by anything. Undercooked meat, spoiled milk, perhaps even a few too many cookies.
Oh!
She'll be fine in a day or so.
Hi, Angelica. Tommy, is that you?
Uh-huh.
Come closer, Cousin Tommy. Babies, I need to ask you a favor.
Sure, Angelica, anything.
I'm sick, babies, real sick. And it's all because I ate too many cookies. So from this moment on, I never want to eat another cookie again.
But Angelica, cookies are your favorite food.
That's why I need your help. If I try to eat cookies, you babies gotta stop me.
But Angelica,
promise me.
Okay, Angelica, we promise.
No matter what?
No matter what.
Even if I beg, even if I cry, even if I threaten to beat your baby brains in?
Okay, Angelica, we promise. No matter what you do, we won't let you have any cookies.
Good. You can go now. I need my rest.
We better hurry, Dee Dee, or we'll be late for the auction. Now be a good little girl for Grandpa, sweetie.
Of course, Daddy. Hi, babies, how's it?
All right, where are they?
What?
Don't play dumb, the cookies. I know they're around here, I can smell them.
But Angelica...
Of course, the kitchen.
Yesterday, you made us promise not to let you eat cookies ever again.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
So no more cookies, right?
Sure, Tommy. No more cookies.
Angelica, you're gonna keep trying to get these. I'm gonna have to hide them.
Wait! I'll make you
deal. Just let me have, say, 10 or 15 cookies, and after that I won't eat any more.
Sorry, Angelica, I can't break my promise.
Please, Tommy, just one little cookie, please.
Maybe you should let her have a cookie.
Yeah, don't be so mean, Tommy.
What's one little cookie gonna hurt?
No, I promised Angelica that no matter what she did, no matter how much she begged, no matter how much she cried, I wouldn't let her have any cookies. And guys, I'm gonna keep my promise.
I love it when he gives these big speeches.
You guys watch Angelica. I'm gonna hide these cookies.
I'm gonna go check on the babies.
Hey, Chucky, where did Angelica say she was going?
To check on the babies.
Oh, okay.
Where are the babies?
Cookies, my beloved cookies, I have found you.
Hey!
I wasn't gonna eat them, I just wanted to hold them a little.
Sorry, Angelica, this is for your own good. Now I'm gonna go hide these in an even better place where you won't find them. Okay, they're all hid.
Thanks a bunch, Tommy. It's awful nice of you to go through all this just to keep your promise.
Sure, Angelica.
And you know what? Since you babies are all being so nice to me, I'm gonna play a game with you.
Gosh, Angelica, that's really nice.
It's the least I can do. How about a nice game of hide-and-go-peek?
Yeah, let's play hide-and-peek!
Great! And since you babies have been so nice, I'm gonna volunteer to be it first.
Well, Angelica, you're the greatest.
Okay, I'll close my eyes and you babies go hide.
One, two, three, eight, ten!
Ready or not, here I come! No Tommy, no Chucky, no Phil, no Lil! I wonder where they could be!
Hey, Tommy, she didn't hardly even look for us.
Don't worry, Chucky. We just got really good hiding places.
Now go find the cookies, Spike. Good boy, Spike. Find the cookies. Good work, Spike. Bring Cousin Angelica the cookies.
Teddy bear, Chucky, you're under the blanket. Phil and Lil, you're under the crib. Game's over.
How'd you find us, Angelica?
I knew you was there the whole time. I was just off looking for the cookies.
But Angelica, you're not supposed to have any cookies.
I know, but I just can't live without them. Cookies mean so much to me.
I remember the first time I ever saw a cookie.
It's a girl, Jonathan. Her name's, Angelica. What? No, don't be silly. Of course I'll be back in the office tomorrow. You can look forward to it.
Oh, Charlotte, she's beautiful. No, you're too little to have a cookie.
Experience their magical taste.
Oh, from that moment on, I loved cookies. Nothing could keep me away.
Come to Daddy. Come to Daddy. Oh, that's okay. Try again, sweetie.
Any luck?
Nah, I think she's still too little to walk on her own.
Look, girl, she's walking! That's it, Cupcake. Come to Daddy. Come to Daddy.
Oh.
on, sweetie. Say mommy.
Say daddy, Angelica. Daddy.
Cookie.
What?
Chocolate chip. Oatmeal. Gingerbread. Each one delicious, special in its own way.
So you see, Tommy, I just gotta have the cookies. They're part of who I am. Please tell me where they are. Please, please, please. I need them, Tommy. I can't live without them.
I don't know, Tommy. I don't think you should tell her.
Yeah, she'll eat them all if she finds out they're under your grandpa's bed.
What did you just say?
Nothing. I didn't say nothing.
That's what I thought.
No, Angelica, no!
Angelica, I guess you're not gonna eat those cookies now.
Just watch me. But Angelica, they're all wet and soapy.
I don't care.
Tommy. Closer.